Thoughts on the Kingdom. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Empowering, or at least the promise of empowering. And how necessary, how needful is this? Try to put yourself in the position of these disciples. They have just seen their Lord and Master crucified. He's been raised from the dead, and he's been talking with you now for 40 days. As we read in verse 3, he's been speaking and appearing to them over a period of 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And of course, we know from Mark and Luke and Matthew, we know that these disciples have been commissioned to go into all the world, beginning at Jerusalem, and preaching the gospel, calling for repentance, preaching the kingdom. This is what Jesus is talking about here. He's been discoursing on the kingdom for 40 days. I can imagine they must have been staggered. How can we do this? They got it wrong. They're confused. They raised their confusion. Jesus put them right. And then he comes to verse 8. But, I'm so glad there's a but there. They must have been glad for it. You will receive power. Notice the definite note. Now, perhaps you might receive, but no, you will receive power. Power, authority, grip. You will receive the unction necessary. We're no preachers. No, you will receive the unction. We've never been to college. We've never been to school. We're only fishermen or whatever it is. No, you will receive power. You will receive the ability. You will be enabled. You will be enabled when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be. Not perhaps, or maybe, or I'd like it. No, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem. Now, that's a job and a half, I'll tell you. Jerusalem, we are to take this kingdom gospel, we are to take this preaching of Christ the Messiah into Jerusalem, and then Judea, and then Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Well, we're talking about Jews then. Now, we know what they think of Christ and the gospel. They've hated him, and they've crucified him. We got the pagans, the Romans, the Greeks, and what about all the others, the ends of the earth? We got to go there. They're hostile to this. How can we do it? But you will receive power. After he has said this, he was taken up before their very eyes. This is the last thing that they hear from him. And a cloud hid him from their sight. They're goggle-eyed. They're staring into heaven. They can't believe it. What's going to happen here? And they're told to go back and wait for his return. And of course, before that, the gift of the Spirit and the empowering and the fulfillment of his mandate to take the gospel into all the world. Well, now we're poised, aren't we? These poor disciples are waiting there. They must have been anxious. They must have been wondering what it's going to be. Of course, we know, don't we? We know Acts chapter 2, so we know. And it's all clear to us. But it wasn't all clear to them. They had to wait. They knew they got this tremendous task to do. How can they do it? But they know it's not a material kingdom. They know it's not a social kingdom, a political kingdom, a military kingdom. They know it's a spiritual matter. They know it's of the Spirit. We know it's by the Spirit. We know it's Christ and the kingdom and the gospel of Christ. They know that. And they have to preach it and call for repentance. And apparently God is going to use them to be his witnesses to the uttermost parts of the earth. Well, I wonder how they were feeling. Now we're waiting. Of course, as I say, we're rather spoiled because we know Acts chapter 2. But do try to put yourself in their position. We're in their position now, my friend, because we are commissioned to take this gospel, to take this kingdom message, to take Christ, to take the new covenant in all the world. And of course, the world hates it. It doesn't want to hear it. It rejects it. Who is sufficient for these things? By God's Spirit, we can be empowered. May God give us His Spirit and empower us to take the gospel into all the world and to take it with success. See sinners saved and saints edified to the glory of the triune God. Amen.